Listen and then answer the questions.
The legend of the Inca gold begins in 1533 when the Inca were at war with the Spanish. The Spanish commander Francisco Pizarro captured the Inca king Atahualpa at his palace in Cajamarca, now part of Peru. Pizarro made a deal with the Inca. He would let Atahualpa go, but he demanded a huge amount of gold. Pizarro received some gold, but then he told his soldiers to kill Atahualpa. Angry at the murder of their king, the Inca put the rest of the gold in a secret mountain cave. 50 years later, a poor Spanish soldier named Valverde fell in love with an Inca woman. The woman's family took him to see the treasure. He wrote an account of the trip and explained how to find the gold. With Valverde's instructions, a Canadian named Bart Blake may have found the gold in 1886. In a letter he wrote, "There are thousands of gold and silver pieces." He also described the most incredible jewelry. Blake says he took a few of the objects. "I could not remove it alone," he said, "nor could thousands of men." No one knows whether Blake's story is true, as he disappeared soon afterwards. Mark Honigsbaum, author of Valverde's Gold, thinks the gold was likely taken out centuries ago. "If not," he says, "and if it's still there, I think it's lost forever."